there's three very strong female roles, female, and obviously two female characters, one male character, but played by women voices. That must be nice vocally, really standing out in a way that many most other operas you don't, where there are many other men usually on stage.
Normally for basses, we don't get many plum roles, and this is certainly one of those opportunities where most of us, well, those of us that sing this or have started to sing this, are incredibly grateful to Strauss for such a fantastic musical role, and Hofmannsthal for the wonderful text that we have to sing. But it's true. I mean, normally the tenor is the hero. I mean, there is a beautiful, very short tenor part in the first act. Strauss, I think, is basically saying, well, this is the Italian opera that was going on at this time, and look, I can write this music as well, but I've chosen to do something a little different. And he gets a nice little, he comes to sing to the marshal, and he's a present, and he gets two verses of a little aria, beautiful aria. But it's marvellous to be actually, you know, one of the lead characters. I think originally, before the opera was called Der Rosenkavalier, the title they came up on was Ox auf Lerchenau. So it was about
that today.
Not saying he's the main character, but I think probably it's the longest role in the piece. But you know, and he's obviously a significant part, and it's great to stand out. I mean, even though surrounded by these three beauties, these three lovely